Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Limits, the floor is yours. It's time for the Bechtold Breakdown.
Thank you, Joe. The Bechtold Breakdown for this Friday, January 9th, 2026 is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. And fellas, like when Mario passed the torch to Sidney Crosby, it was monumental. Last night, Miami clinched a spot in the national championship game. Ole Miss loses. In the conference that had half the teams in the college football playoff, the SEC, will not have a team represented for the third consecutive year in a row. And there will be a Big Ten team in the national championship next week in Miami, either Oregon or Indiana. And I think that the winner of Oregon-Indiana will win the national championship and make three consecutive years that the Big Ten will win the college football playoff. The top of the Big Ten is stronger with Oregon, Indiana, Ohio State. USC is in the Big Ten now. Michigan is going to get their stuff figured out. Penn State with Matt Campbell, I feel confident. Fellas?
I wouldn't go that far, Limits. You were on the right track till we started talking Michigan and Penn State.
Okay, that's not the point, though, Joe. Yes. The point of the matter is...
Then why were you talking about it?
The point of the matter is the top of the Big Ten is significantly better than it was 5 years ago. And the Big Ten has officially passed the SEC as the premier conference in college football.
If we believe in the best teams carry the conference flag, I'll buy it, Donnie. I'll buy that. I think the SEC, every time I look at the rankings, is overrated, you know, throughout these seasons. And now at the very top, he's right. The Big Ten has passed them.
Yeah, I mean, we hear all the time, it just means more in the SEC because in a handful of those spots, they don't really have an abundance of NFL teams, so they all cling on to what they have in college. But it's just not the same SEC that we've been used to. It's not the same dominant Alabama. Georgia has dropped down, I would say, at least a peg. We see Ole Miss, a great season from them, but they fall short against Miami. I also do want to credit Miami in all of this.
What a game.
As one of the teams that got a lot of flack when the playoff rankings came out as, hey, they shouldn't be in. That should be Notre Dame.
Well, I'll say this. I think Notre Dame would be where they are, but I hear you.
I mean, it's easy to say that. Miami went out and did it.
I know. I think Notre Dame would be in the national championship game. In fact, I think Notre Dame's better than Miami. But you're right. They got invited, and they did it, and I do credit them. What a game that was last night.
I don't rule out Miami winning the whole thing, man. I mean, I know that Austin said he likes whoever wins the game tonight. Indiana has, you know, what could really be a special season.
Yeah.
They would finish, what, 16-0 if they finished the job entirely?
Yeah.
Everything that Kurt Cignetti has done with that program is outstanding. I don't rule out Miami pulling it off next week.
Especially if it's Oregon.
They're also gonna be comfy. They're gonna be at home. It's going to feel like they're just getting ready for a home game, and that does mean something. they got something rolling. And they got some special players on that side. I also saw a tweet earlier that I couldn't even believe was real. Malachi Toney.
Yes.
In Miami's offense.
He is phenomenal.
Was this a true tweet, Donnie? Did you go back and double check this?
I'm pretty positive it's true. So you know how you mentioned Carson Beck has been in college like forever?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that's been in college for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Malachi Toney was 11 years old when Carson Beck was a freshman in college.
What?
Do the math.
That is ridiculous.
I mean, you got guys going to college as long as John Belushi did in Animal House. It's bound to happen.
Exactly. That kid, Toney, made one of the greatest catches I've ever seen on a football field last night. When it was like Lynn Swan in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys. It defied physics. He went in the air and like reached around 10 feet in the air. That's what the announcers said. Like he could have dunked a basketball right then. And one-handed, and then came down. And unfortunately for him, he did get his toes in, but then right away his heel. So it was incomplete, but it was one of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
I think they could really win the whole thing against either team that wins tonight.
Man, I wanted Mississippi, but...
But I will also say this. We've had a lot of years of bad college football playoff games.
Yeah.
We have gotten some really good ones.
Yeah, we have.
Some really good ones.
Some real treats. Thanks largely to Ole Miss.
I would like to also point out that the Big Ten was 9-4 in bowl games this year. The SEC was 4-10.
All right, I've had enough of your Big Ten worship.
More. The SEC was 3-5 in the college football playoff as well.
Imagine
two of the wins in the bowl games or in the playoffs were SEC versus SEC games.
Imagine if Drew Aller had been part of this.
Again, you just want to throw drags about Drew Aller out there when I'm trying to make a nice point. What a way to ruin it, Joe.
That was my intent. Next.
I figured as much. I saw this story that ML Football put out there, and you always have to be skeptical of ML Football. But they said, this is wild, with a bunch of little arrows and revolving lights from a police car. Legendary Bengals wide receiver Chad Johnson revealed that he lived in the team stadium for the first 2 years of his career, and that Ocho Cinco lived in the stadium so he could save money and be the first one in the training room, to which he quote-tweeted it and said, nobody in the world is better at being cheaper and financially conscious than me. Do we believe that Ocho Cinco actually lived in the stadium for 2 years?
I feel like we've heard weird stories about him doing stuff like that in the past. I think that might actually be true. And he didn't deny it.
A couple things come to mind when we talk about, is anybody cheaper and more money conscious than him? It might be Ron Cook. And the story that I immediately sparked here is Ron Cook once gave Chad Ocho Cinco a hug in that locker room, or should I say the other way around? This is how it happened, Donnie. Ron and I were both in Cincinnati the week of the, I believe it was the Carson Palmer playoff game. Was he around then? Yeah, that was Chad Ocho Cinco's time. Covering the Bengals that week from Cincy, doing columns. And Ocho Cinco found out that Ron was from Pittsburgh and basically said, come on over here and give me a hug. And Ron did. Phenomenal stuff.
Wow.
And for all we know, Ocho Cinco was living in that locker room right
there. A couple of guys cut from the same jib.
Yeah.
Are you aware?
Now, what?
Now, this is all based on the broadcast of that 05 playoff game. So that was a 4:30 Sunday game?
Yeah.
That according to Jim Nance and Phil Sims, at least what they said on the broadcast, thinking back to it, that Chad Johnson was tailgating with fans before that game.
Fully believe it.
Because that was the first home playoff game for Cincy, I think, in like 15 years.
Yeah. Had also seen him. They used to have training camp in Georgetown, Kentucky. And went out to an Applebee's, and he was in the booth next to me and recognized me from being in their locker room that day. And he was great. We had a nice conversation.
I'm looking at his numbers now. He's a Hall of Very Good player.
Yeah. Although it has become the Hall of Very Good.
Yeah, to some. Depending on the position, but he's at one where it's tough to get in. He had some really good
What are
years.
His numbers for his career? I'm just curious now. Did he how many touchdowns? 70?
67.
How many yards? 10,000?
11,059.
How many catches?
766.
Yeah, he's the Hall of Very Good. He was really good, though, when he was at the height of his powers.
Yeah, I mean, his stretch from 02 through 07, he was he had more than 1,100 in every year. He had 1,400-plus a couple of times. He had another 1,000-yard season in 09 at 31.
He was tough to stop. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Rainy with a high of 62. Tunch Ilkin, a low of 40. Danny Murtaugh, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Wonder Twin?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Okay, Andy Lindberg is telling me right now that J.J. Watt voiced the Texans hype video, and can you give me a little bit more information here, Andy, as you come in here? And no?
No, I can't.
Are you saying that there's bias in J.J. Watt's part because he is a broadcaster for CBS? Is that what you're getting at?
And his brother plays for the Steelers.
And his brother plays for the Steelers?
Yeah.
What is he voicing, like a pump
I guess he
video
did like a pump
them?
Up video for yeah. the Texans.
I mean, he's a legendary Texan. Yeah. I have no problem with that. Do you, Donnie?
No
problem with
that. No, I mean, he's the best defensive player in team history. He's one of the best defensive players of all time.
I'm sorry we didn't see that as a bigger story, Andy.
That's all right.
I mean, it's interesting. I didn't say it wasn't interesting, Limits, nor did I mean to shoot down Andy Lindbergh's report at all.
How about this little nugget here? I don't mean to hijack this thing, but I wasn't sure if you were aware of it, Austin. This is something that our buddy intern Dom put out there, who joined us last night. NBC just announced they will be broadcasting the Pirates' opening day game against the Mets March 26th.
What?
Wow. That's the Paul Skeens effect.
Yes, sir.
Holy ostrich milk.
I think those are the types of chances that networks have to take. It's very difficult to cherry pick times where you know Paul Skeens is going to play.
Yeah.
You know, like people can question like, well, the Pirates haven't had a Sunday night baseball game on ESPN in over 10 years. Yeah, because like who do people really want to see besides Paul Skeens until the team shows they're any good? So you can do it fresh start, opening day, one of the best pitchers in baseball against one of the league's biggest spenders in Queens. You know the crowd's going to be great. I mean, I think they got it right. I think NBC got it right, and they're going to they're going to be Sunday night baseball. The broadcast, at least, of NBC will be this year.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable Donnie just said.
Well, speaking of broadcast, Al Michaels announced that at 81 years old, he is returning to Amazon next season. Is that the right move?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if it's the right move. Sometimes people that legendary, you know, I guess should be able to make their own call, but it seems to be getting a little rough. And here's the other point. Is that you never know when it's going to become really rough. Like, I think it's better to get out a year too early than a year too late, but he is Al Michaels. It's not like it sounds terrible on the air. It just doesn't sound like he's very enthused most of the time. But,
yeah.
But he is Al Michaels.
Yeah, so I think when you are Al Michaels, you kind of get to dictate when you're done. So if he wants to keep doing it, you can let him keep doing it. I mean, has he been somebody that has the fastball at the regular for the last couple of seasons? No. He can rear back and occasionally find it, but I feel like he's I don't want to say mailing it in. That almost sounds too harsh, but it does sound, it sounds like, I'll put it this way. You can really tell if he's interested in a game or not.
Yeah.
And if a game gets even a little bit out of hand, he's going elsewhere with Herb Street.
Sometimes you need somebody, I think, to tell you. There's the well-known story of how Myron Cope told Joe Gordon, the longtime Steelers PR man, you know, you tell me when you think I'm done, and I'm paraphrasing it, but that's the story, and I'll stop. And Gordon did, and Myron stopped. Sometimes you need that person, you know?
I actually just watched the video on YouTube that the Steelers put out in their little series about the terrible towel.
Amazing stuff, isn't it?
How Myron Cope made it such a big deal. I also didn't realize, I guess there's not many memories to think back to the 80s with because the teams were pretty bad, that the terrible towel was almost extinct.
Like I didn't know that
they
either.
They had it rolling in the late 70s and all of those playoff runs.
Yeah.
But in the 80s, they pretty much went away from it. It didn't return until those early to mid 90s when they started to get back to the playoffs on a regular basis.
We learn something new every day here, O Limitless Wonder. Are we done or one more?
I could never imagine the world without the terrible towel. I have one very short one and then one actual one, Joe. The Steelers have designated a player on their reserved injured list to return this season. They have multiple players on there right now. Broderick Jones, Deshaun Elliott. They designated one to return. Would you like to guess who it is?
Elliott.
No. Donnie?
Wait, go through some of those names again.
I'll just give it to you. Isaiah Loudermilk might be coming back.
Man.
Plan the parade, Donnie.
He was a forgotten man.
Yeah, he was.
I forgot he was even on the roster. All right, here's the real one.
Yeah.
Ryan O'Hearn at a press conference with the Pirates media yesterday. This is why he came to Pittsburgh.
I did my research before I made a decision, and it's a team that can pitch, and just seemed like one or two pieces away from being a legit contender, and that's what I'm here to do. But
legit contender from Ryan O'Hearn.
I'm buying it. They were one or two pieces away. Maybe one more really solidifies things, but they're already very interesting. However, Jimmy Shapiro over under yesterday, Donnie. What was it, Limit? 75.5?
74.
Yeah.
74.5 is low.
That does feel low. I mean, they feel to me like a team that's about 500, where that next, where one more move would
They feel
turn
to me
into...
like they're above it. They feel to me like 86.
86?
Yes.
Oh.
They feel to me like 86.
Joe, that's a playoff team.
Maybe.
I think
hope.
The Reds got in with 83.
Yeah, so some years it is, yeah.
You don't have to be like that good anymore to get in. I mean, you used to have to be a great team to make it in the baseball
playoffs. Oh, my
God, yes.
I just mentioned Danny Murtaugh back when he was managing. One team got in from the division.
Yeah.
What do you think, Limits? He has around 81. I have 86.
Yeah, I'm right around 80, 81 right now. If they sign Eugenio Suarez for me, that moves them up to 85. Now, they could still sign a fifth starter, another bullpen piece, and that can increase my total. But a big bat like Suarez in the middle of that lineup, plus Griffin coming up soon and what they've already added.
Yes.
That would make me feel a lot better than I did a couple months ago.
Thank you, O Limitless Wonder. We have a quiz show coming up next. I can know. Well,
Joe, did you give us what time it is? I don't remember if you did.
What time is it, Limits?
It is 12:56. Time to check out Nine Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township.
Yeah, the reason I didn't give it is because you didn't write it down here.
Yeah, I kind of figured I did that.
But you thought you would tell everybody that I... this guy's unbelievable, isn't he, Donnie?
That one's on me. That one's on
it's incredible. That one what happens here?
No, I'm taking the blame.
Brought to you by Drew Aller.
Brought to you by Jackson Dart when he fails in a year or two.
Uh-oh.
Or
now the shots are
right,
being taken.
You know what,
now
buddy?
We got shots being taken.
Buddy, you're the one that said that Drew Aller was going to be the Steelers' next quarterback.
That's
you want to rack that one back?
Yeah, well, let's
yeah,
play
you
this.
Know what?
Let's play this
that?
For Donnie.
You guys are firing
Donnie,
cannons.
This was from before the season in our football preview. Listen to this.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, now I can't even find it in our system here. Where is it at?
That's all right. Play it next. We'll get to the quiz show coming up next. Can we start a new quiz show playoff version, Donnie? You won the regular season, but now we're both 0-0.
We can do that if you guys want.
Let's do that next on Pomp and Joe on a Donnie Football Friday.
Well, I found it.
I'm going to say Garrett Nussmeier.
I think the next quarterback and Limits, this will make you very happy.
of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the next franchise quarterback is going to be Drew Aller.
But thanks for that.
Oh, man.
But thanks for that steak dinner, though.
Nussmeier,
Aller.
Oh, that is not aged.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.